In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with part two of the new era of the divine will. This is the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus is showing us the way and the how this is going to happen as we read, as we study, as we put into practice the truths that Jesus gave to Louisa. So in volume 19, July 2nd, 1928, Jesus says, now the one who will possess the kingdom of my divine will, and the first one human born of original sin is Louisa Picaretta, will be for us, triune God, like a child born after about 6,000 years. Okay, so what Jesus is saying is the little children of the Holy Divine Will, starting with Louisa, who will possess this kingdom, will be like the children of Adam, innocent. It's a new beginning for mankind. It's going to be as if these are the first children that have been born since Adam. And what did Adam possess? Adam possessed the image and likeness of God. And that's what our God is asking of us. He's asking us, do you want to return to Eden? Do you want to return to paradise? And that's what Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno. Our Lady of Revelation said, my children will enter into eternity where they belong. The children of the evil one will always be trapped in time and space. And that's exactly where we are right now. We're trapped in time and space. St. Thomas Aquinas says if the veil was lifted, if time and space was lifted, we would see that we are in the glorified body around the throne of God, praising God. So what's happened is Jesus is showing us for those who want this gift, those who are studying the writings of Louisa, those who are really want this universal life, this Catholic life, as God originally planned, he says, we'll be like a child that is born, the first children that are born after 6,000 years. Finally, finally. You know, Jesus redeemed mankind. Jesus redeemed humanity. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ on the cross. I mean, she was at Calvary watching Jesus die on the cross. And now what God is doing is he's saying, I want you to re-enter into this abundant life. Everything's ready. We've redeemed humanity. I've given you the Holy Church. I've given you my mother. I've given you the Pope, the Vicar of Christ on earth. I've given you the sacraments, the sacramentals. Why? To get you ready to return back to this divine nobility that Adam had and Adam lost. So Jesus is saying, what joy, what a feast will not be ours in seeing our image in humanity again, intact and beautiful, just as we delivered it from our paternal womb. So what the Lord is getting us to become aware of is, I mean, I hear it all the time. I'm only human. I'm only human. No, we're called to share in divinity. We say we love Jesus Christ, yet the churches are empty. No one's in front of the Blessed Sacrament. No one's looking at our Eucharistic Lord, our prisoner of love, as St. John Paul II said. Nobody's ready for what St. John Paul II said. Get ready for the third millennium. Get ready for the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. He said at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, we are going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. So all that's happening, all that God has done to this point is to get us ready for the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. So therefore, our job is to get ready for this. So what joy, God says, what feast will not be ours, the triune God's, in seeing our image back in humanity, intact, beautiful, just as we had delivered it from our paternal womb. All the caresses, all the kisses, all the gifts will be for this child. And it starts with Louisa. And then to us. So when you think about it, he's talking about, you know, God came to earth for his bride, to find a bride. And his bride is his holy church. He will marry the bride collectively, but also individually. He wants to marry each and every one of us. Why? All the caresses, all the kisses, all the gifts will be for Louisa and the little children, the holy divine will. The fullness of this. Now, when this day happens on earth as it is in heaven, this great day that's coming, we should be ready for it. Now, going back to where most people are, unfortunately, most people are worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative. It's doom and gloom. It's fire and brimstone. Yes, that's part of it. But the glory that God is going to give is ecstasy. It's to enter into this abundant life. And for some, it's going to be really awful because they don't want what's coming. And God has to give everybody what they want. They don't want this to return back to the garden. Why? Because they've already been conditioned, hypnotized, seduced by the evil one to not want what God wants. Fallen humanity doesn't want this, even though we have been redeemed by Jesus on the cross, shedding every drop of his blood. So what the Lord is asking of us, that's why he's given us the book of heaven, to begin to read and study. And if you have a question, keep on, you know, present, write it down on a piece of paper and keep on reading. And I guarantee you, as you continue to read, your question will be answered. And it's not, give me an answer right now. God doesn't work like that. God isn't our slave. But if we are seeking, we will find it. If we're knocking, the door is going to be open. If we really are looking for what does God want, as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, it's there. I mean, you don't get on a bicycle and just start riding without falling off a couple of times, without wobbling. You know, it's a training that God is asking us to go through. So he says very, very clearly, all the caresses, all the kisses, all the gifts will be for Louisa and little children, the holy divine will. More so since having given in creation the kingdom of our divine will to Adam as his special divine inheritance. And since the kingdom of ours has been in the hands of strangers, of servants, of traitors for so long a time, in seeing this son who will possess this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, it will give us, Triune God, the glory of the kingdom of our divine will. So finally, 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 Jesus says, we're going to see this happen. Now, the fullness of this is not here yet because we're still reading, we're still studying, we're still putting this into practice. Jesus says to Louisa, when I find the souls that want the divine will more than anything, then he says, I will give it to the world, which means he hasn't found anybody yet. We don't want this as much as Jesus is asking us to want it. We don't see how beautiful this is, the treasure that God is giving us. As he says, the caresses, the kisses of God, we don't experience this yet. And the reason is because we are still focused on the things of earth. So our God is asking us, he's pleading with us to begin to live this abundant life. So what does this mean? It means that we've got a lot of work to do. We got to get off our high horse and start beginning to understand what the Lord has taught Louisa. I mean, I remember reading when at that time it was not allowed, it was not approved, was Divine Mercy. And I remember presenting it to one of the pastors that I was with, and the pastor says, this is just magic. This is just magic. God doesn't do things like this. And I said, but it's so beautiful. Listen to what, he wouldn't listen. He was focused on, you know, God wouldn't do this. You know, this is what he said. He said this in a homily. He says, I know what this is about, this divine mercy. He says, it's like standing on one foot, jumping up and down, and God answering your prayer. It doesn't work like that, he says. Not knowing that what God has given to the church, he says to St. Faustina, the final devotion that I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. Before I return. See, God's wrapping everything up. The kingdom is coming. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. The evil one said, give me 100 years. That's what Pope Leo XIII heard. Why 100 years? Because he knew his time was over. I'll take the last 100 years and I'll destroy your church. Give me it. God says, it's yours. The last 100 years is over. We've now entered into the third millennium. We've now entered into a new and divine way of holiness that Pope St. John Paul II prophesied. We've entered into it. But it's not the fullness yet. When that day happens, how glorious is it going to be? So he says this. He says, is it not right that we, Triune God, give back to humanity everything, even our very selves, and that humanity encloses everything in an everyone? And mankind, humanity, encloses everything and everyone within themselves, as God originally planned. That's what the rounds are about. The rounds are taking all of creation, all of redemption, and to all of sanctification, to give back to God what is God's, to be in God's image and likeness. What was Adam's DNA like? That's what's coming back to us. Even more now, we sing on Holy Saturday night, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy that Adam fell? Because now we have the new Adam and the new Eve. And now we have the newborn. And now God is asking us, are you ready to re-enter into paradise? That's why he says to Louisa, I want you to return to the garden. I want you to return to Eden, to be there when Adam was created, to praise God, to love God, to thank God for this gift of gifts, that the greatest gift that God has given, and that's humanity. Where a human shares in the divinity of Christ. A human is in God's image and likeness. So again, Jesus says, very, very clearly, he says, our inheritance will be placed in safety on the part of this son, this person, this human. And that's why our God is asking us to read, to study, to put this into practice. All your questions are answered. When you get into the divine will, there's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, to the point where there will be no more sin. So our Lord is looking at us and he's saying, do you really want this gift? It's going to be given to humanity because of Louisa, because of what God gave to Louisa. And now he's saying to us, are you ready for this kingdom of God to be established on earth as it is in heaven? So our Lord looks at us. He loves us very much. He's got great plans. He's asking us to begin to live this abundant life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Who possesses it? Which human being possesses this gift that we are now possessing the image and likeness of the new Adam and of the new Eve? That is Louisa. And because of Louisa, we also can have it. But Jesus has to say to us, and he does say to us, what do you want? Do you want this 30%, 60%, 100%? How much do you want this? How much are you willing to enter into this abundant life? And so our God loves us. He's planned this, and he's giving it to us if we wish. So Jesus is blessing us. So again, get ready to enclose everything and everyone in, with, through, and for us as God has given everything in, with, through, and for him. He's doing this. It's a new beginning. So let us pray. That the blood of the blood that fell upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will and become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.